All right. Colin Kaepernick versus Harrison Butker, man. This Harrison Butker thing has really, really aggravated all the right people. If you're not familiar with Harrison Butker, I'm not going to dig too deep into it and give you a history lesson. We've talked about it multiple times on this show. If you listen to talk radio, you most likely know what I'm talking about. He's the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs who had the audacity to give a commencement speech at a Catholic school in front of an audience that overwhelmingly agrees with him about conservative, traditional American family values. He had the audacity, off the clock, in the off season, not in his uniform, not on the field, not during the national anthem, to have an opinion that differs from the rainbow supremacies. And the rainbow supremacy ain't just gay, by the way. Actually, gay is the least bit of the rainbow supremacy. This is what I call the LGBTQ people. If you're new here, I came up with a saying. It's called the rainbow supremacy. It's the left-wing alphabet soup nut jobs, whether it's BLM, LGBTQ, LMNOP, trans, pan, any of that stuff. There's like a big tent, and they all crammed themselves under it. Diversity, equity, and inclusion people. The rainbow supremacy. And if you want to single one out, they're a rainbow supremacist. That's what they call us. White supremacy. White supremacist. Well, we can turn that funhouse mirror right back around at them. Rainbow supremacist, rainbow supremacy. Use that today. Make somebody go ree. Anyway, all the right people are mad. And they've just come unhinged comparing it to Colin Kaepernick. Oh, the same people that told Colin Kaepernick just to shut up and play football now think it's okay for Harrison Butker to tell people that women make good mothers. Oh my God, the audacity. Women make good mothers. Women are happiest when they're mothers. A bunch of people who most likely can't even be mothers, who are not mothers, got mad because he said women are usually their happiest when they're doing the mother thing. That's not a lie. A woman doing the natural thing that they were put on earth to do. I know y'all don't want to hear that. Some of y'all don't want to hear that women were put on earth to birth. But that's kind of why they're here. Well, and companionship. I don't mean that in a sexist way. I mean, like, we're here to put seed in them. They're here to give birth. It's how the animal kingdom works. It's how reproduction works. When God created this whole thing, he wasn't thinking, I'm going to put women here to be boss chicks. She's going to have a master's degree. Anyway, just taking it back a few years for y'all there. People are trying to compare this to Colin Kaepernick. They're saying that we're calling us a bunch of hypocrites because we think it's okay for Harrison Butker to give his opinion in front of a very specific audience. They wanted to hear his opinion. And they're like, oh, but y'all had a problem with Colin Kaepernick taking the knee? As a matter of fact, I did. Colin Kaepernick was on the clock. I didn't want to watch Colin Kaepernick take a knee. I didn't put it on the NFL that day and say, you know what I sure hope to see today? I sure hope to see Colin Kaepernick down on his knees. Probably not his first time. Down on his knees on a football field, disrespecting our flag and our veterans. On the clock, in his uniform, while he's being paid to do so. Yeah, big difference. Now look, I hate Colin Kaepernick. I hate everything he stands for. But I support his right to have his opinion off the clock. Yeah. That's why I finally got me a job where I could give my opinions on the clock. That's why I started a talk radio show. That's why I started a podcast. That's why I created my social media platforms. That's why I don't work for anybody. There ain't nobody y'all can call and complain to. This is what I do. This is why I challenge so many of y'all to do it. Start a podcast. Don't want to start a podcast? Pull that phone up. Pull that Facebook, that Instagram, that TikTok, whatever your app of choice is, X. They all got a button on that says go live. Go live. Don't want to go live? Record it in your camera. Post it after you've done a little editing. Feel more confident about it. Whatever. I take one take. I may screw them up. I don't do a lot of editing. I ain't Joe Biden. It don't take six edits for 14 seconds. So one of the former Kansas City Chiefs, bitter single woman, obviously never had any kids, so she feels very personally attacked. But hey, there's nothing wrong if you don't have any kids, by the way. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with if you've decided to be a boss chick. Nothing wrong with that at all. People who know there's nothing wrong with that aren't offended by this, by the way. But the people who know that they regret those decisions and they're 35, 40 years old, they hadn't had kids yet, he's clearly above target because all the crazy cat ladies have come out of the woodwork. Mad as seven levels of hell at Paris and Butker. Here's a former, this chick is absolutely insufferable. Is it insufferable or unsufferable? It's insufferable. This chick is absolutely insufferable. I don't want to call her a teammate. She was a Kansas City cheerleader. So this is actually one of the rare, attractive left-wing women. But, of course, if you ever find an attractive one, their crisis twice as crazy as the blue hairs. She's a former Chiefs cheerleader. And she has made it her social media shtick attacking Harrison Butker. This is absolutely insanity. Here we go. I don't even know her name. Stephanie Hills is her name. This is from Libs of TikTok on X. Did I hit the wrong button? No, sorry. I had the mic button on. Here we go.
I put on a blazer and my finest jewelry in case any of the national news wants to use this and air it without my consent. My video addressing my favorite former coworker, Harrison Butkert, has popped off. And I'm about it because now I am a voice for the people that he attacked. And since the mainstream media is going to use whatever content they want, I thought I might as well dress up and give them a formal speech. It has never been about whether or not a woman should stay home with her family. If that is the best decision for her, do you. If you want to have a career, do you. If you want to do both, pop off, do you. My issue lies when entitled men in positions of privilege, such as...
No, I'm sorry, sweetie. Being in the NFL is not a position of privilege. That is a position of the best of the best. It was earned. It was not privilege. It was earned.
As Harrison Butkert uses a graduation speech to put a woman in her place instead of congratulating her on her accomplishments. Are you shocked at some of his public supporters? I was not, because something these people all have in common, privilege. The harsh reality is that majority of Americans cannot support their family on a single income. Those little bundles of joys are expensive. So telling a bunch of women that that's when their life begins, well, I guess it depends if they're privileged or not. Baffles me that people think that social media has like warped this speech into something it's not. If you think that, you should go watch the 20-minute long speech, and I promise you, you're going to be sweeping your jaw off the floor by the end.
But because he was not afraid to speak the truth. That's the only surprising thing that I got from that, was finally an NFL player grabbed it by the sack and spoke the damn truth.
Why are none of his supporters talking about the part of the speech where he condemns a woman's right to her access to health care?
No. He condemned abortion and killing babies, you dumb witch.
such as abortion, IVF, surrogacy, and birth control, or the part where he called gay people deadly sinners and mocked their Pride Month.
Well, look, it's only 12 days away to Pride Month, and we're going to have a celebration of mocking it here on this show.
That's low. Another thing we have in common, Harrison, is we are both Catholics. And I want everyone to know that our God preaches love and not hate. Many people are asking if there's going to be any consequences for Harrison Butkert. And I can tell you now, the answer is no. Because he is a Super Bowl winning kicker.
Well, at least you and I agree on something, you bat crap crazy nut job.
He is a privileged male athlete, and like many other privileged male athletes, he is untouchable. Female athletes do not have that luxury.
Because most people don't pay to watch y'all play.
We cannot speak out about controversial topics without risking our reputation.
That's a damn lie. United States women's soccer team spent the last 4 years, 6 years, crapping on the American flag while playing for the American team and did not lose their jobs.
And our career. Well.
Well, what do y'all think? The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Was Harrison Butker above target there? I mean, all the right people are very, very mad. I saw Jemele Hill talking about it. Anytime Jemele Hill and I are on the separate side of a topic, I know I'm always on the right side of that topic. Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido, ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.